The other three bushes were left untouched and monitored as controls. The team followed up by counting ants periodically on specific sections of the coffee bushes during the days that followed. To decide whether the newly established string highways were indeed granting protection, 3 days after building the connections, Dr. Jimenez Soto and Dr. Morris attached white cards bearing 10 dead adult female borer beetles to the trunks of all the coffee bushes in the research sites. They monitored these cards for half an hour, noting ant activity on them, and also recording how many beetles were removed during that period. The string highways proved popular with the ants. Three-quarters of them turned into ant trails, and at least some were used in this way in every one of the study sites. Presumably, as a consequence, ant activity on bushes connected by strings to quinquill trees more than doubled, while that on unconnected neighbors saw no statistically significant change. This extra activity resulted in more beetle scavenging. Coffee bushes connected by string to a quinquill had an average of 3 of the carded insects removed by the ants during the 30-minute window, triple the rate for unconnected bushes. Dead beetles on cards are clearly easier prey than live ones hidden in coffee berries. Nevertheless, this is an encouraging result for plantation owners. If further experiments back these results up, it may be that the coffee borer problem can be alleviated by a combination of planting the right sorts of shade trees and the wise deployment of some balls of string.